PSC commissioners voted 2-1 last fall to block Dominion from buying the Kewaunee plant from current owners, Wisconsin Power and Light, and the Wisconsin Public Service Corporation. But commissioners Bernie Bridge and Mark Meyer have apparently accepted promised changes about the sale, and the new vote in favor of the deal was unanimous. Charlie Schrock of Wisconsin Public Service says one thing Dominion has agreed to do is give the PSC a say in any potential future sales of the plant.
Well, what we have done is set up a mechanism by which the existing owners would be given an offer to purchase the plant in parallel with or at the same time that another purchaser might be interested. And we would then be required to bring it to the Public Service Commission so that the Public Service Commission can review the overall transaction.
Schrock says Dominion also promises it won't bring nuclear waste in from out of state. Dominion will also give back to ratepayers of the two Wisconsin firms nearly $200 million in nuclear decommissioning funds. But Charlie Higley of the Citizens Utility Board says Dominion's promises may be hollow.
If Dominion chooses to go back on its word and do these things, then we believe that the Public Service Commission will have no ability to enforce these promises.
Higley says the PSC decision is in effect a step toward utility deregulation. He says Dominion may even be looking at adding another nuclear reactor to the Kewaunee plant. The PSC says it believes it will be able to make sure Dominion lives up to any promises. The Kewaunee plant is currently not operating as repairs are being made to a backup cooling system. Meanwhile, federal regulators are looking into a problem that occurred at Kewaunee last fall. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.